Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in to the Big Hunker Podcast. Hunting season getting going.
It's still 95 degrees outside.
Well, just today.
And we need some rain. Ooh. We need lots of rain up here.
We haven't
here.
Talked about that in a while. You left your foot off the gas whenever...
We got a big rain. I was all excited.
Filled up in September.
Would you have ever thought that we would have went from September, 8th to October 12th?
No, it was more than that. It was like the 3rd or 4th.
And no rain.
Well, and it was 40 degrees for the high.
6 weeks, it's gradually gotten hotter, and we ain't had no rain.
Either way, our day's coming.
Yep, it is. In about 5 weeks, we'll start waterfowl season.
This podcast is brought to you by the one and only Stanfield Hunting Outfitters, right here at the Big Honker Lodge
in Knox City, Texas. Holler at us for anything you need. We can take care of any kind of bird hunting that you'd like to do, and we can take care of you on some deer hunts and hog hunts. I got a few trophy deer hunts left available too. So if anyone's a pretty good deal on deer hunting, holler at me, please, at 940-658-3172 or www.stanfieldhunting.com.
Easy enough. This podcast is also brought to you by Gun Dog Outdoors. Keep your Fido safe this hunting season. Make it a thing. Boy, you can't be any louder with that cup, could you? not even if you tried. Gun Dog Outdoors, they got a promo code for you. Big Honker. Save you some money at checkout. I highly recommend getting the Field Trauma Kit. And if you use the promo code TRUMP2020, you can save 20% on the Field Trauma Kit alone. But Big Honker is good for everything else on the site. Put one in your bag. Put one in your truck. Everywhere you go, you should have a field trauma kit. They've also got a quick release system for your dog. Stake that little bastard down. No more breaking. Easy peasy. Also, be looking out on our social media channels. We do a giveaway with them every week. Gun Dog Outdoors. Love them over there. Also, we're brought to you by Dirty Duck Coffee. If your coffee sucks, that bitch ain't the duck.
That's right.
Trump 2020.
Had me a cup this morning. Actually, I had two cups.
I did, too. Had a nice, healthy shit right afterwards. So that's when you know it's good. It greases the wheels, Jeff. Dirty Duck Coffee.
Ain't no coffee place in the world advertising to make you take a shit.
Listen, it's an important part of the day, and every waterfowler knows it. If you're bound up right before you go on a hunt, my day just is not right. I've got to have a full evacuation. That way I can go on about my day. And Dirty Duck Coffee helps me with that.
What's our promo code?
Trump2020. Save yourself a little bit of cheddar at checkout. Also, we are brought to you by Foul Bandits. Good-looking swag for the field. If you need a hoodie, a shirt, a hat, a trailer decal, you can go to foulbandits.com. Check out everything that they got. Some sweet-looking hoodies. Sweet, sweet-looking hoodies. Decals, they got the works over there. Great people, Mr. Sean Gilkey at Foul Bandits. Can't say enough about them.
And brought to you by Dive Bomb Industries.
Oh, the one and only. The one and only Dive Bomb Industries. I just put in my order with Mr. Asher just a minute ago. The black and whites, I am very fucking excited to use this year. Low visibility days, black and whites will help you be seen from a far, far distance. Much further distance than you would be otherwise. The black and whites help add that contrast, add visibility.
Dive Bomb just makes it so much easier. They're lightweight, durable.
Pack up nice.
They last. It's the way to go. Go with skinnies.
DiveBombIndustries.com, and you can see everything that they got out new for 2020. Also got some floaters coming our way. So and excited about that.
Let's talk about our boys over at Boss Ammo.
Oh, I love it. It only takes one. I love the culture that they have there at Boss. It's an old school type vibe. All made in America. All shipped straight to your door. You're not paying a big markup or anything like that with buying it from the store. I love Boss Shot Shells. I cannot say enough about them and what they do for waterfowlers.
They sell it all. 28 gauge, 410, 16, 12, 20.
The sub-gauge culture is back, brought to you by Boss Shot Shells. And you can go check everything out that they got over at BossShotShells.com. I highly, highly recommend you get on this train early.
And what kind of call are you blowing these days?
We're also brought to you by Pacific Calls. Use the promo code BHP25. You save yourself 25%. That's
crazy.
Right.
25%.
25%. Nobody's doing that. Nobody's that crazy. 25% off of everything. BHP25. I just got my shipment in from them, and I've got the little 206. I've got the 509 call. Got the spec call. Got the new duck call. The PCD, the new duck call, is fucking killer. It is. I love it. It might be the best duck call that I've ever blown. And I've had my lips around a lot, Jeff, if you catch what I'm saying. BHP25, you save yourself 25% off at checkout. If you're in the market for a new duck call, I highly recommend the new PCD. It's the best my lips have ever touched. PacificCustomCalls.com.
And Lucky Duck. Let's talk about Lucky Duck. Ooh. The best blinds on the market.
The 2x4 blind. Spacious.
You boys are hunting the wheat country. Get you some backrest.
I had a guy on the podcast group. What's the best way to hunt a chisel-plowed field? A-frame that motherfucker on the side. That's Don't try to get out there in the middle unless you got dive bomb socks that you can hide out there. But A-frame the side. Use your Lucky Duck 2x4. Put it up on the side on an edge row, fence line, something, and then just edge it. You can't. Your field's probably not that big. We do it out here all the time. Their spinners are great. They all run off of remotes. They got backboards now. I mean, Lucky Duck is a one-stop shop. So
get your dog kennel, everything there.
Everything. It's 5-star crash test rated, Jeff. Didn't know if you knew that or not.
Yes, I did. I was quite aware of it.
It's all over at LuckyDuck.com. Also, we're brought to you by J2 Outdoors, the home of the motherfucking Ice Ripper. Use the promo code BIGHONKER. You save yourself 10% off of that motherfucking Ice Ripper. Hopefully, it's cold enough this year that we're going to need it.
Boy, old man winter gets here. You got your ducks on the last steel. Have the only open water in the county. You're going to be covered up with ducks. It's real simple. It's a $500 investment. Best thing you can do, get J2 Outdoors and get the Ice Ripper.
J2OutdoorsLLC.com, and you can get the one that's got the motor on it. So you pour a little bit of gas in it, let that bitch run, or you can get the one that that you plug in. I'm not telling you your business, so you just go over there and figure out what's best for you. But whatever you do, use the promo code BIGHONKER. That way you can save a little bit of money. J2OutdoorsLLC.com.
Let's go to 14 Cattle Company. They've got a promo right now. Got it posted up on the podcast page. It was 18.
It's an eighth of a beef.
Eighth of a beef.
For $6.
A pound.
A pound, I believe, is what it is, which is a very, very good price. Eighth of a beef, shipped straight to you.
$6 a pound. People jump on this. It's good quality beef. Best steak I have ever had in my life was steaks we did the
Can't
other
even
day.
Get fucking hamburger meat for $6 a pound. So, but if you are in the market for a whole beef, a half a beef, a quarter of a beef, or if you want to get on this eighth of a beef train, they got a Facebook page. They've also got a website, 14cattlecompany.com. You can get whatever you need. It's all natural beef. You don't have to worry about any added shit that, you know, if you're into that sort of thing. So head over, 14cattlecompany.com. Last but not least, we're brought to you by William and Chris Wines down there in High Texas, Texas-made wine. If you're having a nice 14 Cattle Company steak, you need a William Chris Wine bottle of vino. Skeleton Key is my favorite, but they got a little bit of everything for everyone. They sell them at all the high-class supermarkets. Saw it just the other day at Central Market. Where was I?
You were United. United in Abilene.
Market Street is where I was.
Market Street.
They had it. They had it there. Almost took a selfie with Chris, for Chris. You can go to their website, williamandchriswines.com, and they will, I believe they'll ship it to you also. So you don't even have to leave your jammies, and you can get delicious Texas-made wine shipped straight to your door, williamandchriswines.com.
And last but not least, our good friend Logan at the Looking Glass Duck Club podcast.
Him and old Reb do a bourbon review every week. Strongest livers up there in Missouri. Logan's on cloud nine. His Raiders beat the Chiefs.
Yes, and Jeff owes him a signed $100 bill now.
Who'd have ever thought that was going to happen? Good guys over there at the Looking Glass Duck Club podcast. It's a lot of fun to listen to. It's a man's man podcast. It's not for the little Antifa bitches, so... If you're in the mood for a good laugh or maybe find out what the next bourbon that you need to purchase is, head over to the Looking Glass Duck Club podcast. Wherever you're listening to this one, tune in. They put on a hell of a show.
It's rated R.
It is rated R. Rated X, actually. So, if
a lot of laughs, have some adult humor, and have a sense of humor. That's what right. Life's about.
But don't listen with your kids. Looking Glass Duck Club podcast. Doggy. 3, 2, 1.
Boom, and welcome to the Big Honker Podcast brought to you by Stanfield Hunting Outfitters. I'm Jeff Stanfield.
I'm Andy Shaver.
What a Monday, Andrew.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about my weekend.
Well, we will, if that's what you want to talk about.
What's so good about the Monday?
Nothing at all. It's not been a very good Monday at all, to be honest with you. Monday.
Ooh. Yeah, there you go.
Andrew and my daughter-in-law went to Lubbock for their date night. They're young, so they have these date nights every once in a while. Not very often do y'all get away from the kids.
Try never.
You do some. The coronas hurt you more than ever. Every vacation y'all had to cancel.
Yeah, like four of them.
So they went to Lubbock yesterday, or Saturday, and they went to Topgolf. And this is the call I get from Andy. Jeff, how far can you hit a golf ball? I go, I don't know why. Can you hit 140? Yeah, with my 9-iron usually.
I thought I did quite well.
No.
Nobody got hurt beside us.
That was the thing that was amazing about the whole deal.
Nobody got hurt beside us. As far as I know, nobody below us got hurt.
So you even messaged your little brother and asked him how far he could hit a golf ball?
I don't know if I did or not. I thought you called him.
He called me and he said, did Andy tell you how far he can hit a golf ball? I said, yeah. And goes, that's cute, isn't it?
No, I didn't message him.
Well, I guess Mom or Zach told him then.
Somebody must. How far do you think Zach can drive a ball?
Well, I don't know. Zach's not much of a golfer either, but more than that.
Falk said he can drive it like 275.
Yeah, and that's about what Payne hits.
260. He had shoulders. He had rotator cuff.
Payne hits 275 to 3. I hit about 225 to 240 usually. I don't hit real far.
I mean, listen, I'm not a golfer. I admire the people that do golf. That's cute.
I bet those people watching you next to you.
Oh, there were some fucking Tiger Woods next to us. People like professional golfers. This old bitch, she was about fucking 5'6". Her shoulders were broad. Her legs were stout. And she would just fucking. Thump. You just hear. You heard the golf club like swing. The air that it would generate off of it. And then it was just a fucking tink. And away that ball went. It was quite embarrassing.
Would the ball start out low and then do that rise as it come up?
Whatever she wanted it to do. The ball was her bitch. Whatever she wanted it to do. And then here I am.
Did they laugh at you think?
No, I don't think so. That's tacky to do. Listen, golf is a gentleman's sport. People don't do that in golf.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
They do, too.
The best part was that two stalls down. So on either side of us, professional golfers, they got their pro card. Like without a question.
Yeah, they're at Topgolf in Lubbock. That's where all the pros hang out.
That's where they go. That's where they go to spend their free time.
So basically just some good golfers were there.
Or pros, either like however you want to chop it up.
Okay, I'll say that it was just some decent golfers.
Professional golfers. Two stalls down to my left, there were some people from India, clearly.
Now, how do you know they're from India?
You know, you could smell the curry. And they... like their form was all off. I can spot these noobs a mile away, and they were dangerous. I thought they were going to hurt somebody, so but thankfully they didn't. Like you know, I at least know how to grip a club. You you lock your fingers. That's how you're supposed to do it. That way the club doesn't go careening out into the field of play. These people, like one, they got a death grip on top, and then like they got Adam Sandler in Happy Gilmore. And they're just fucking hacking away. One ball went sideways. I thought they killed a person. Luckily, they did not. So they at least.
So
made me
you
feel
were
better.
Judging others, but you didn't think the people next to you were judging you. There's a podcast going on right now in the golfers world, and they're talking about this guy whose wife could out hit him.
She didn't out hit me. She did give me a lot of pointers.
Jesse's not a golfer either.
That doesn't mean that she's not going to give you her opinion on what you're doing wrong.
I always felt sorry for that guy that played in a golf tournament.
I was standing too far back, according to her.
She hit 220? She hits it 220. And
that's what your girlfriend hits it, Bo? 220.
Your girlfriend's a college golfer, though.
That's why I wanted to know where I'm at compared to the people that do it for a living.
You should be playing on a girls' junior high golf team, Andy. There's no doubt about it.
But it's funny when you plan a tournament and there's some guy and his wife goes along with him and then she tells him what to do while we're playing in a golf tournament. That's got to be the most embarrassing shit in the world.
See, you said I was too far slouched down. Jesse said I was standing too far up. I don't know. I don't know how to make.
Which one of us has shot in the 70s on a good course, Jesse or me?
I don't know.
Bingo. Me.
How many hours does it take to be proficient at golf?
A good golfer plays all the time. It's a very hard sport.
You think so?
I think it's probably the hardest sport mentally.
See, I think I could get it licked in.
I don't think golfers are great athletes, and someone's going to shun me on that deal. But
no, they're most, masters of their craft.
That's kind of like a bowler.
Oh, fucking a bowler! There's no way a bowler is an athlete at all.
I'm not saying they are. I'm saying they're good at what they do. It's mechanics of over and over and over again.
Right.
I'm not saying there's not the guy who's not bowling 300 games can't be a hell of an athlete too, because he can be. But and I'm sure a golfer, someone like Tiger Woods, probably is a good athlete. He can do things besides just
golf.
He's
gifted physically.
Physically athlete. But
John Daly
is probably a damn good athlete.
You think
he
don't, so?
Fuck yeah.
The smoking and the drinking and
all that. If you can
live
on diet, if M&M's, Diet Cokes, and heroin, then you got dang, you got that shit down.
Oh, he was a heroin guy?
No, I don't know that he did heroin. I think he done everything. He probably did heroin at one time. I think he's done about everything.
You're talking out of school here.
Well, I've read his book. He loves his sex. He partied a lot. Maybe cocaine was his drug of choice. I can't remember. But anyways, I bet he was a good athlete. He's just a plump guy that liked to have fun. But he's a hell of a golfer. But golfing is a sport. You got to do it over and over and over again. I can pick up a golf club right now and go to a golf course and probably break 100 on most courses.
I'll never be a
good
golfer.
But I'm not going to shoot in the 70s. But if I played all the freaking time, I wouldn't shoot more than 78. I couldn't. I mean, even if I played golf every single day, I would cap myself out between a 75 and 80 on a hard course.
We got worse as we played.
We all were never good, though.
Yeah, but there were some shiny moments.
Shiny moments. You hit it 140 yards.
That's all that got counted, Jeff. The ones that I fight. Is it a slice if it goes to the right?
I think it's a hook.
I think a hook's when it goes to the left. You don't even know your
hook's
fucking
right.
Hook's, no, slice.
Hook's left, slice is right. Okay, there you go.
So, see, I know more than you do. I do. I sliced it quite a bit, quite often. So it doesn't count those because once it goes out of bounds, it's over with.
I've never been there. I don't know how
it
works.
But it keeps – the ball was still traveling.
But
so
if you're carrying –
the crookeder a path, it's actually further. So had that crooked path gone straight, it would have been 225.
Kaufman tells me he's a good golfer. Bo says he's a good golfer. Blake's a good golfer, he says.
Blake says he's a good golfer.
Blake said he is, so.
Yeah. It's got to be true.
Yeah, so.
When has Kaufman ever talked about golf?
He used to play golf a lot, he said.
Oh. Huh. Bo, are you a good golfer? Bo says he's a good golfer.
Bo's been talking shit to me about playing golf.
Oh, yeah, y'all are supposed to play.
We're going to play. We're going to go to Diamondback and play in Abilene.
You're supposed to go, what?
We're going to play.
I thought y'all were going to go here.
And we're going to go play on a real golf course.
Why?
Well, it's a good real golf course. Not that Knox City isn't a real golf course. It has holes, and it's got greens, and it's got fairway, but it's not a...
And a driving tee box.
I'd rather play it. I'd rather go to play at a real course.
I thought I did well for my first time.
Oh, I think so, too, Andy. I think next time we need to film you golfing. I think that would be
I was really upset because one time I turned around, and Jessie had her phone up, and I thought she did. I was like, oh, you fucking bitch.
So
put that in your pocket. We're on a date night. Just put it away.
So how does she correct you? Walk me through these steps.
I kept slicing it.
Mm-hmm.
As I said, I kept slicing it.
Okay.
I was consistent. Whatever I'm doing wrong, it's consistently wrong.
You gotta move a foot somewhere.
Well, one way or the other. I'm pretty sure if I got with a pro, 30 minutes, he'll have me lined out.
I'm sure you're right.
So she's like, you're standing too far back. Look how... So what she was doing... The pros next to us were doing this virtual golf. You can like play a course. So like it tracks your balls, tracks everything. So like he was just chipping. He had his wedges. That's what they call those in the golf world. He had his wedges out. Well, we're driving, Jesse. We're driving. He's got his wedges, so like he's all.
Yeah, you stand different when you're
he's
doing
all bunched up, you know. Bunched up and crouched down and all this other stuff and I was driving, so I was standing further back. I got to let my wood get enough speed to where it carries the ball where it's supposed to go. So, you know.
So you can play virtual courses at these boats?
Yes, yes.
I guess everything but putting then.
Yeah, I don't know how they do that. I didn't.
It'd be interesting, though.
Yeah, you can play virtual courses. You can do longest
drive. Why didn't y'all do that?
Why didn't we do that? This,
you know what, Bo? Here's how this would all worked out. Andy would have done this virtual course and shot like an 82 at St. Andrews or somewhere.
Does it not count?
And Andy would come back and say, oh, I shot 82 at St. Andrews once. Because that's why he does stuff. He don't. Everybody that listens to this knows how you are, Andy. You're always trying to impress somebody by what you can do or what. You're an expert at everything. At everything you do. If you picked up chess, you would be a chess master next week.
I tried to play chess not too long ago.
You must not have done real well at it.
It's very difficult. I don't know how all the shit moves.
So did Haven beat your ass at it?
No, Who'd you play with? I just played it on my phone. Or no, I was fucking around on this on the new computer, and there was chess on it, and I tried to.
Oh, you just playing against somebody?
No, I think it was just a computer.
And it was beating your ass?
Well, I don't know how anything moves.
Oh.
How are you supposed to win if you don't know how it moves?
I've played chess some. It's not a very fun. I'm more of a checker guy than a chess guy. Chess is a deep thinker game. Or somebody that's really good at it beats embarrassing. Every time I think I'm getting pretty good at it, I play against somebody that really knows what they're doing. And in like four moves, I'm finished.
Well, I just don't know the moves. I don't know how each. Like some move in like an L and some move three. Some move diagonal. I don't know any about that.
No, I thought maybe it was a good game. You ought to teach Reese to do that. They did it in school. It's a good thing to learn.
Why? Why would I teach Reese how to do it?
It's something that you could teach him.
But it was fun. It was fun.
Chess and golf is something to later in life you may get to, may help you out. I don't know about chess as much, but golf is definitely something everybody's going to be in the business world needs to learn how to do it.
How to golf?
Yeah, so you don't look like a schmuck when you go out and play in it. Like, let's say in the podcast world, if one of our sponsors was going to have a golf tournament and they invited us down.
I wouldn't go. I'd be the club cart driver. I could talk about the greens being maintained and all that stuff, but I can't talk about anything else. You know who's not a good golfer? The little bit that I've seen him? Bobby Knight. He went to the course that I played at, that I worked at.
Oh, I forgot you worked at the golf course. You worked with the guy with no arms.
He took a lot of mulligans. Or no, the little arms. He had one.
Looked like a T-Rex.
Yeah, that was a weed-eating son of a bitch. Let me tell you, the motherfucker had a good attitude.
So the weed eater wears perfect form to the little hand deal?
Well, he didn't really use that. That was more like just to balance it. But I'm telling you what, he could use that one arm, and kind of when he got in trouble, he'd balance it with that little T-Rex arm. It had like three fingers on it. He has overcome some adversity in his life.
Is that the guy that used to go hang out at the strip club in the parking lot?
No. That's a different guy. That was Norris. God, he was something else. Lots of stories. Because we had to get there at like 3, 4 in the morning to do the greens before everybody got there. So what he would do, he lived like 45 miles south of Lubbock. Well, he had to drive past a strip club on his way to work every day. Well, that was about the time he was going was about the time the strippers were getting off. So he would park in the parking lot, watch the strippers walk to their car.
And he got his jollies that way.
And then he would go on to work.
That's crazy.
Every morning.
Here's the old man over going to sit in the parking lot.
Oh, Norris. He's over there watching the strippers walk back to their car.
And he would tell you about it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, all the time. Loved it. That's how he started his day. What do you want from him?
To each his own. It's just crazy.
And you know, like, they're not all dolled up at 4 in the morning. Like, they're in fucking sweats and a baggy T-shirt at that time.
The heels
have come off. Like, they're not walking. And then he would tell me, like, oh, yeah, so-and-so. She was going home with somebody today.
So he knew these girls?
Oh, yeah, he knew them.
So did he go there, like, during business hours?
I don't think so. I don't think he had the financial means of doing so. He's a good guy, though.
Was he married?
No, a widower, I think. I don't even know if he's ever been married, to be honest with you. Good guy. Salt of the earth kind of guy, though. A little creepy, but he's a good guy. Real good guy.
College years.
Gotta love him. Yeah, that one guy, when he got there, his first day on the job, he just had that little T-Rex arm. I'm like, ooh, how the hell is he going to do this? He did it, though. Motherfucker, the superintendent, though, like his first job, sticks him with a weed eater.
Well, if you're going to do a job, you either got to do it or you can't do it.
Well, I understand that, but, like, there's other shit. You could, like, have him raking leaves or something. Don't stick him with a heavy piece of machinery as his first job.
But you hired the guy.
Sure.
And if he can't do the work, then why did you hire him?
Listen, I understand.
I mean, it's like me. If I hired a guy here and he can't do the job as a guide, I'm not going to have him work here.
Maybe that's why he did it. Sticks him with the hardest job.
If he can do it, then did he complain?
No, he loved it.
We'll see there. He was happy making his way in life.
He was a raker too. One arm raking.
One arm raking.
When we would get away from him, I would try to do it with one arm. I couldn't do it.
So you didn't want to make him feel bad?
I didn't want to make him feel bad for his deformity, but yes, I would also. I'd get on the other side of the course, and I would like see if I could do what he does. Can't.
If a guy's got two arms like that, how's he masturbate?
I guess he's sexually frustrated. I don't know. But it was fun. We had a good time. Place we stayed at was really nice, too. New hotel there in Lubbock.
What is it?
Cotton Court Hotel. It's like an old, they like refurbished it. Pretty nice.
Is it an old one that they redone?
As far as I know.
This ain't the place that Ed used to go stay at, is it?
No, this is a new place.
Is that your phone?
Yeah, my phone's just loud. Well, it comes across on the computer. I got to figure out how to not do that.
So how is all the technologically advancements coming for you?
We got a light now, so people can see us better.
I feel like I'm on stage now.
You are. Dance, monkey.
I think we've touched that already in the last couple
Dance, monkey.
I've had more people message me about the Uranus stuff.
Oh, yeah. They said I couldn't have fit another Uranus joke in there.
I don't think you could have. I think you Uranus'd it out. I think you did.
That's what he was there for, though.
He was an interesting guy.
He's a go-getter.
Very successful. Has done a lot with himself. Yeah, a lot of respect for him.
Did you? You were showing me that video of that.
Oh, yeah. There's a video of a mountain lion.
Let me see if I can pull it up.
That here. Is chasing a guy.
This might be illegal, too. I don't know.
That why would it be illegal?
I don't know. Because I'm going to try to stream it over on YouTube.
And this guy's walking down like a logging road. And a mountain lion, I guess she's got a kitten that comes up. And the kitten runs at him. And then she starts chasing him. She walks him back a good half mile. Did you see it?
I think it's this one. Mountain lion gets in guy's face. We'll play it.
Oh, you can actually.
Well, this is why we're on YouTube now, Jeff. Okay. Our viewers can see what we're seeing. If we've got the.
Let's see if that's the right one.
Is it the right one?
How long is it?
I don't know. 3 minutes.
That's not the right one.
Huh?
The right one's on Facebook.
Well, I'm not going to go to Facebook. I don't want people to see my login. You sure that's not it?
No, I'm sure positive it's not.
Mountain lion gets in guy's face. That's not it.
That's a different one. Let me see it, though. That right there is the moment that I shit on myself again. You're lying,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah, you're fucking lying.
That's not the one. That's the one I had was a lot more impressive.
Yeah, you're fucking lying if that's what you think. I'm not afraid of you. I don't think that mountain lion was attacking that guy, though. What would it be? Mountain lion?
It does say mountain lion confrontation by Kyle Burgess.
Mountain lion Kyle Burgess?
Yeah.
I'll try that. Burgess?
Yeah, B-U-R-G-E-S-S.
I don't know. Is it any of these?
Mm-mm. It's on Western Muley's Facebook page.
I'm not going to go that far. Sorry, guys.
But I mean,
I tried.
It chases him down. I mean, it runs at him 4 or 5 times. He's like, this is not where you want to die. Where's my gun? Where's my gun? Dude, your gun would have already been about 500 yards away when I pulled my gun out.
It was just like stalking him.
It was stalking the whole time. And it'd charge at him and get her ears back. I'm telling you, I just shit all over myself.
That just tells you that it's not serious about what it's doing. If it wants you dead, you'll be dead.
I think it was trying to protect its cubs.
Right.
But still, shit, one swipe at somebody's kill you, hit you in the juggler. You bleed out. I wouldn't want them some bitches on me.
Fuck no. No.
It hurt like a. So Dak Prescott breaks a leg yesterday and dislocates an ankle. He's out for the year.
Do they think he's going to be out for the year?
Well,
I've not
yeah.
seen anything.
Oh, yeah. It's got a compound fracture. 6 months.
I did see Alex Smith came into the game.
He did. We had a.
He should be comeback player of the year, regardless of however he does.
Definitely. He's going to be their starter from now on, I bet.
No, they said they're going to roll with Kyle Allen still.
They've got 3 shitty quarterbacks. They got 2 shitty ones and 1 old guy that's been hurt real bad that's trying to make a comeback. One of them's a quarterback. The other two are living on prayers. Garoppolo's horrible at San Francisco.
Yeah, what is going on in San Francisco?
They have no quarterback.
You think so?
I just don't think they're very good quarterbacks. I don't think Garoppolo's that good. I think Garoppolo is in a great situation. Look at New England. Brady's gone. They're still a competitive football team with 18 fucking guys that opted out of even playing this year.
Well, I mean,
they should have beat Kansas City.
They've also got Cam Newton, who was an MVP quarterback.
Well, he didn't play against Kansas City, and they still almost beat the Chiefs.
Belichick's a hell of a coach.
That's what I'm saying. They've got a great coach, and that's what I think that Garoppolo was at the right system, done played well. Belichick dumbed it down to make him look better, and he took the money and ran.
I also wonder if he was a system quarterback last year, and now other teams know how to – fight the system.
But if you
plus his running backs, he's getting Mostert back, the running game.
But last year at the end of the year, San Francisco wasn't very good offensively. It was defense that was made them so good. They ran the ball and they played great defense.
Yeah.
That's how they got in the Super Bowl, was because of their defense. It wasn't because of their offense. And I don't know.
Now the Cowboys are going to have to roll with Andy Dalton.
Cowboys.
Now, listen, I said before the season started, Andy Dalton is as good a quarterback.
We both did.
As Dak Prescott. So we're going to fucking see.
But I'm going to put my butt on that one. Cowboys were built to run the ball before this year. They've lost Tyron Smith for the year. They've lost three offensive linemen for the year. I don't think Dallas can run the ball anymore. I think Dak is a lot more fleet of foot than Andy Dalton is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Dallas is in trouble. I really do. I don't think Dallas wins the division now. I think that they can.
Who's
going to
win it?
Probably Philadelphia. Philadelphia played a lot better against Pittsburgh. They're fixing to start getting their players back.
Well, they need to get something back because Zach Ertz got me one fucking point yesterday.
Yeah, they're having
1 point.
He's because he's having to block. They need the. I think Philadelphia's going to win the division now. Dallas does not have the defense to win the division. I mean, fuck, they gave up 34 points to the Giants.
Yeah,
the Giants hadn't scored that many points in the last three games, I don't think. Dallas can't run the ball. They're going to have to throw the ball now. I don't think that before Dak at least could run a little bit. I just think Dallas is in big trouble.
They could be.
I don't think. Now, someone in that division might be 6-10.
Yeah,
and win the division.
And somebody in that division is going to get a home playoff game.
Yep. The Giants almost beat Dallas yesterday. They came real close to beating Dallas. And it wasn't because Dak was gone. Hell, they were playing with Dallas when Dak was in there.
Right.
I mean, it was a tight, tight game.
It's going to be interesting.
I wouldn't be surprised if the Redskins went with Alex Smith, if the Redskins won the division now, just because they can play some defense, because they've got some players on defense. And they should be able to keep themselves in the game because it's basically going to come down to the six games against your division opponents, it looks like.
What are the standings there?
I think Philadelphia is 1-1. I think Dallas is two, probably winning right now at 2-4 or 2-3.
Here it is. No, the Eagles are winning the division.
Are they?
Yeah, 1-2, 1-2-1. The Washington football team is 1-3. This must not update.
Dallas is 2-3.
Because this says 1-3 for the Cowboys.
Yeah.
This is not updated. This is not current.
Dallas is winning the division at 2-3, and then the Eagles are next at 1-2-1.
Does both of them played yesterday, didn't they? Or all four teams played, didn't they?
Yeah, I don't know why the Dallas game isn't.
I don't know why it hasn't updated anything.
But Dallas is 2-3. And I don't know who Dallas plays next week, but it's – I think they play Washington next week.
Here we go. Cowboys are atop the division, 2-3.
Yep.
Then you got the Eagles, 1-3-1. You got the Washington football team, 1-4. And then you got the Giants, 0-5.
Yep.
Falcons got rid of their coach GM.
Dumb move in fucking October. I don't know what you're expecting them to do.
I don't know. It
was 101 degrees yesterday in October. Have you heard a lot of reports of guys shooting a bunch of birds right now?
I don't know. I got to imagine it's pretty stale in the Dakotas. I mean, there hadn't been anything since the first part of September. So, Fox is going up there the 16th. So, he goes, what day is today? The 12th?
Yeah.
He leaves in 4 days to go to South Dakota, where he goes every year. It'll be interesting to see what he says because it looks like there's some weather.
Next Monday, it's supposed to be a high 42 in Minot and a chance of snow.
Oh, that'll be good then.
And then I think the next day, the high's in 38 or something. So, but it's until then, it's not going to change much. I saw the guys in Kansas opened,
Luke told me that the guys were going to go hunt at Quivira Cheyenne, one of them, and that he told him he wasn't going to go.
Why?
He could get up at 2 o'clock in the morning to be there. And
well, they're going to be 90 degrees on Wednesday.
He said to shoot Shiv in Great Bend?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And then 61 on Thursday. So, okay, here we go. Minot, North Dakota. Ooh, Sunday. Highs in the 30s.
Yeah, it's first real front we've had in a long time.
So today in Minot, the high 60. And for those wondering, Minot is kind of where we look because that...
It's an indicator for us.
About 6 days after that, then we usually get something. 3 or 4 days, maybe not six. But anyway, tomorrow, Tuesday, high of 59, and then Wednesday, high 45. And then on Sunday and Monday, high 37. So that'll be good. Rain.
I'm looking
some shit out of there.
I'm looking on an update on, I don't know what the hell, the weather bug or something. It's got them for 37 high Sunday, 38 Monday, 39 Tuesday, 44 Wednesday.
So, I mean, I got to imagine that right now a lot of the birds are pretty stale just because I think that they've been in the same spot that they were since September.
Oh, I could imagine that. And, boy, I looked at our forecast, not another peak of rain nowhere. Lord, please bring us some rain.
Always need rain. We're pumping water on one of our other spots. Keep it open for the ducks.
Yeah.
That'll be good.
It looks good. We've got some food in it. Should be a damn good duck hole. We open duck season up here October 31st.
Yep.
Halloween day.
Yep. There's something else I was gonna ask. Oh, you think Trump's still okay?
I think Trump wins on landslides.
I saw where he's not spending any more ad dollars in Ohio, Iowa, and one other state.
I think he's good there. I think all the states he's going to
win. If he's good in Ohio, then he should be good everywhere else.
I think he wins. I just cannot imagine why anybody would vote for Joe Biden right now and Kamala Harris.
He had a rally in Arizona. Nobody showed up.
And then they're like, oh, we're winning in the polls. Well, who the fuck are these people that are polling?
People that are not working.
I got a call the other day from them.
Well, who'd you tell them you're voting for? Did you tell them you're voting Democrat?
I told them they go fuck themselves.
That's ugly.
I've gotten called twice. The first time I went through the whole deal, and I asked the guy, I said, can I ask you a question? Was over, get some information for you? Yeah, sure, no problem at all. So we got done at the end of it after 20 minutes of my freaking time. I said, are you getting a lot of support for Trump, or are you getting a lot of stuff? I don't have time to talk about that. Hung up on me. I was like, well, you little son of a bitch. So the next one that called, I nipped it in the bud real fast. So you're going to tell me this before I tell you shit.
Because well, I deserve to know.
We can't tell you all that stuff. I said, well, you can piss off then, buddy.
And I'm so angry.
Don't waste my time. I'm going to tell you, I don't know who they're going to poll and who they don't poll. All I can go by is the feel of what I see everywhere. And where we're at, we're surrounded like-minded people. But when you see videos of California, mile-long Trump-supporting rallies, you see, I saw in Lubbock the other day, they'd done the whole, I guess they did a Trump rally on the loop. And it was just 26 miles straight, solid cars with Trump stuff wrote all over them. And stuff.
Did you see what Trump tweeted out today? He said, what did he say? He said, California's going to hell, vote Trump. New York is already in hell, vote Trump. Illinois doesn't have a place to go, vote Trump.
But those places, a lot of people are, I don't think he's going to carry California, but I think he's going to make a big, big bump in it. People are tired of this shit, and I just don't see him losing. If it's a fair election, Trump wins easily.
Are you going to be shocked if he loses?
Yes.
You will be.
Mm-hmm. Really? I will be really disappointed in our country.
I think.
I was disappointed. I'll never forget election in 2016 when the first deal came in and Hillary won 2 or 3 states right off the bat. I was very embarrassed for our country. I thought, here we are. We have a chance to get sick of all this shit that we live in, all the regulation, all the government interference, the health care, everything, and we're going to go right back and do the same shit again with this fucking bitch.
Yeah.
And then we didn't do it, and I was proud of that.
You think they have a debate in 4 days?
No, I don't think there's any more debates.
Really?
I don't think the Democrats want a debate.
Well, no, they don't want a debate, but I think Trump has got a clean bill of health.
Well, yeah, but that don't count. Because the right science only matters when it's negative against him. When science comes out and says he's fine and everything's fine, that doctor don't count and that science don't count.
Right, because I read he's
immune to it.
He's negative. He shows a negative corona test, so he should be ready to go.
He says his antibodies, he can't get it again.
Well, of course he would say that. He's Trump.
Right.
Expect anything
but if a
different?
Doctor told him that science wouldn't matter. Because the science only matters when it's on their cause.
But everything is grandiose with Trump.
Now, that part you're right about.
I'll never get it again.
Yeah.
My body has overtaken coronavirus.
Yes.
He's a little bit like me in this way.
I think he wins. One of the funny things that are,
I wonder what he shoots at golf.
Probably in the 70s.
How far do you think he can drive it?
A lot further than you can.
More than 140?
Yes. People are laughing right now at you. Trump, God dang it, you made me lose my whole train of thought. Oh, healthcare. I was listening to, what's the Feinstein out in California talking today, the senator.
Yeah.
And she's blaming the high cost of all this Trump and the healthcare. People are sick of high cost of health insurance. Does she not remember what frickin' Obamacare did?
Right.
I mean, that's when insurance was high before then. I'm not blaming it all on Obamacare because the insurance hasn't been good for 20 years in this country. But that's when it got ridiculously expensive for people that work, you know. But they don't care about people that work. Their shit's taken care of, you know. So I don't. But I think Trump wins on a landslide.
He, okay, so this says right here, his he was not particularly long off of the tee box, averaging about 230. What the fuck does this guy know? It's not long.
230 is not long.
Wait till he sees my 140.
Well, he would laugh. He would ask, does your husband play golf? do you know anybody that's going to vote for Biden?
No, but I mean, that doesn't mean that that he's not going to win.
But do you know one person that's going to vote for Biden?
I don't live in Biden country, though. I live in Trump country.
You knew people that voted for Obama, though.
Yeah.
Okay, but you can't find one person to vote for Biden. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know how my God love them. I don't know how my grandparents are going to vote. They might just sit out of this one. God love them.
But you don't even know for sure. That's what I'm saying. And they're card-carrying Democrats have been forever.
I know they don't like Trump.
Why do they not like Trump, do you wonder?
He's a little tacky. He's a little abrasive.
Bill Clinton was getting blowjobs in the Oval Office.
Well, he did it with grace.
But do you see where I'm coming from?
Right.
But still, you knew people that were voting for Obama.
But that's, I mean...
But you don't know anybody for sure that's voting for Biden.
But you've also got to think about the political landscape and how divided we are now. So, like, you're either one or the other. There's no in-between anymore. And we are in Trump country.
Right.
Just the way it is.
But we still have people around us.
I don't know. I just think with him, I don't know how to look at him pulling his ads in Ohio. He's either up huge according to his polls, and he thinks it's a waste of money. He thinks Ohio's in the bag and Iowa. And
well, he would be pouring money into him if he was worried about him because he knows he can't win without Ohio.
That's what I'm saying, though. If he's so far down.
Well, he's not down. He was even winning in the polls on Fox the other day in Ohio. All the polls have got him winning in Ohio.
I hope you're right.
I'm just saying he wouldn't roll out of there if he didn't.
You would think so. But yeah, I don't know.
I think that that's why. There's 2 weeks left or 3 weeks left. And 3 weeks. Like, I'm not going to spend that money there. We've got it won already.
Wow. That's big. If Ohio's in the back for him, then I think he's got it.
I had a guy from Iowa's got hunt booked with us, was talking to me last week. And he said every combine, every tractor that he sees in Iowa has got a Trump flag on it.
Really?
Everywhere. He says, never seen it like that before. He said, they're always pretty split.
Yeah.
He said, everything's Trump, 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 Trump.
How many geese do you think that we have here now?
I saw 7 flying today, and I saw about 500 to 1,000 on the ground. I don't know.
So 1,000 birds. 507.
Yeah, I'd say we probably got 1,000 geese here.
Really?
Yeah, if I'm guessing.
That's nothing. As hot as it is, I'm honestly surprised that we have anything here.
Yeah, we usually have
more. We got a bunch of cranes here, too, which is weird.
What's today? Today's October 12th. We usually have more geese by now.
You think so?
Yeah, on a normal year, but it's hot. We ain't hit no front. The first time, if the front hits the Dakotas and it gets as cold as it is there Monday and we're in our 70s or 60s here, it'll be. I tell you what sucks. Halloween night is another night. It's freaking time change don't happen until after that.
Why does that suck?
I can't stand
it. It has never fucking changed. I don't know what you're
thinking. When I was a kid, I guess our time change was different than it is now.
Or maybe you were just out later at night.
Maybe that's what it is. But I didn't try to scare the shit out of kids. But I hate freaking getting dark at 7:15 and these people show up at my house at 5:45. Two things that drive me nuts about Halloween. Bringing your kids to my house before it gets dark is one of them. The second one is you people that bring your little baby that's in a stroller that's 7 months old and you come to get fucking candy for them. That wears me the hell out. I don't ever give shit. I give them like one little thing, you know? I don't make fun of high school kids that come trick-or-treating because they want to put a costume on and come trick-or-treating. Good, more power to them, you know?
But for a grown ass adult with a baby coming up there, the baby's not, is on the titty still, and they're getting trouble. Do you think we give them king size Snickers? Get the hell out of here.
No.
Oh, that wears me out.
That's a little ugly of you.
Why? It don't bother you?
I mean, I'm going to give them candy if they come to my house. Number one, we don't pass out candy because we got kids that are trick-or-treating.
And you're a tight ass.
It's got nothing to do with it. We got kids that are trick-or-treating. Who's going to pass out candy if we're both trick-or-treating with Reese and Jameson?
Okay.
So we don't pass out candy. But it wouldn't bother me if somebody comes up in a stroller. I'm going to give them a little.
So when you see a 27-year-old man
pushing a little baby, it doesn't bother me.
A one-month-old baby.
Well, now, a one-month-old.
I'm talking about a kid that's. I'm not talking about a kid that can eat candy. I'm talking about an infant. Right.
A kid that you know is not going to eat that candy.
6-month-old and younger baby.
Bitch, that ain't eating that fucking Snicker bar.
So you see where I'm coming from now. I see what you're saying. That drives me nuts. I don't care a little kid if he's a year and a half old and he's got teeth in his mouth and he needs something and give him what he wants. But the parent that has, that kid ain't eating none of that fucking candy, they are.
What I hate about Halloween is when you see somebody from town that you don't like and it seems like you're on the same trajectory. How the fuck do you turn this off?
I don't know. What do you mean trajectory? Y'all are on the same path?
You're hitting the same houses at around the same time.
It's like at the grocery store when you're passing the same aisle.
Yeah, you're passing
at
the same aisle. You're like, motherfucker, are we ever going to shake these people? And that happens a lot. You see them, you're like, fuck. Reese, hold on. We're going to let them go first.
Or the people that won't speak to you in town that come to your house and trick-or-treat every year.
Yeah.
I have that all the time. That's that asshole you won't talk to at the post office. Shh, they give good candy.
Yeah. Well, nobody likes you. So that's mostly what you see.
Yeah, that don't bother me, though. A lot of them is because I've scared the piss out of them growing up.
Yeah.
Now I've got kids that got scared at my house bringing their kids. And this year, your mom's getting a scary costume.
Beetlejuice.
No, she's going as the mayor of Chicago. Just happens to look like Beetlejuice.
That's also tacky.
No, it's not. It's the truth.
Ellie's
got some circles under her eyes. Goes for days.
Halloween's always a fun holiday here.
Yes, it is. And I told Mom today that I would help her get all the outside decorations on since we'll be gone next week. Watch the new Netflix show. If you got kids, Hubie's Halloween on Netflix with Adam Sandler, pretty good show. Not very many family-type shows out anymore.
Was it funny or was it stupid funny?
It was stupid funny, but it had some good parts, too. It wasn't a bad show for Halloween. It's Adam Sandler really could do some good stuff. They just had tried to say it's so goofy. But he's got the same cast of characters, the same people that are grown-ups and all that are in that.
Mm-hmm. If you're in good with Adam Sandler, you're never going to have to worry about work.
No, he does. He didn't have Salma Hayek in it. That was a shame.
Yeah. Can't win all the time.
She's a babe.
I do like October's kind of my favorite month because it's the last one before busy season. And should ever try to take it all in.
Between September 1st and into January is my favorite time of year. 1st of February, starts sucking again.
Yeah.
I do not like off season. It's boring. Football, got everything going on. It's great. Hunting, football.
I'm checked out this football season.
That's what you told me.
I'm done. I'm checked out. Fantasy is with the fucking corona. Every one of my teams is in the doghouse with injuries. I'm over it.
Every team's got injuries, and every team's dealing with the same corona bullshit. I tell you what, though.
Not like my teams. Not like my teams.
The NFL, at least, I'm going to give them some props on this, at least they're giving us some normalcy back. The other day, Texas A&M played football at Florida and beat Florida at A&M, and Florida's coach is bitching because he thought they had more than 25,000 people at the game. And I watched, and there was a bunch of people there, but that's what
it's
we need.
Stadium
what
too,
we need
though.
Back.
Yeah.
You know, it holds 100,000, and they had 25,000 people there, but we need some of that back. We need people doing things. And then every time you think that, it's all over and it's past, you hear about someone passing away from it or someone you know or someone you have that you knows someone that has it, and it's a legit deal. There's some people just affects different than others, but I still don't think it's worth shutting the whole world down like we have.
If it would be interesting to find out, and I could look this up here in a minute, if 100,000 people do die from the flu. That's a report that I heard. 100,000 people die from the flu every year, and we don't shut things down.
No.
I did see, though, total deaths, we're way under 2019 and 2018.
For total deaths?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's because everybody's been staying home and doing stupid shit.
America averages about 2.7 to 2.9 million people every year, and we barely crossed 2 million this year.
Yeah, because of that. But we can't stay in a box all the time.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, we've got this pandemic that's so deadly that we had to shut everything down, but we're not even going to surpass the amount of deaths
right.
from 2019 and 2018. Our
normal death deal is going on.
Right. But we've got this deadly pandemic that everything's got to get shut down. You can't go hiking. You can't go on a fucking boat. You can't go wherever. Jesse got pissed at Cheesecake Factory.
So, mass police get on to you?
Yeah.
What happened?
And we were walking in. So everywhere we went, I keep my mask in my back pocket.
Just your gun.
I fill out the crowd. If there's a lot of mask wearers,
you don't want to be the one that's not wearing one if everyone else is.
Right, and okay. I don't want to be the one wearing one if nobody else is. So I just keep it in my back pocket, and I go with the crowd. I go with the numbers. So we're walking into Cheesecake Factory, and Jesse says, "Oh shit, I don't have my mask." I said, "Well, let's turn around and go get it." She said, "Nah, it's no big deal. They probably won't even worry about it. They're filing for bankruptcy, so I don't know why they're fucking being a stickler."
Cheesecake
on everything.
Is factory.
Yeah, I mean they can't make their rent. It's too high. They're in high rent districts, is what I'd read.
I knew that they had trouble at one time doing it, but
I don't know if they still are, so don't quote me on that. But you figure with somebody in financial strifes would be a little bit more accommodating to their guests. So we walk in. All we're getting is cheesecake. That's it. We're not eating there. We're not doing anything else. We're going to the fucking counter. We're getting our cheesecake, and we're leaving. We walk in, and I guess the general manager, "Do y'all have y'all's masks?" And we're like, "No." Or I was like, "Yeah, I've got mine in my back pocket."
Oh, you threw her under the bus.
She thought I cheated on her. Like, she thought I was going down with the ship. No, lady.
You're on your own.
She is breaking the rules. Get her out of here. I don't even know who she came with. She's like, "Mine's in the truck." She's like, "Well, you know, we really need you to wear a mask if you're going to be in here." And da 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 da, and I'll be happy to bring.
Did you get that look from your wife?
You can order it, and I'll be happy to bring it out to you. Like, she was trying to be nice, but and what's bad is
was your wife trying to be nice? Was she mad?
No, she was not. She was being snippy. She was. Well, uh-oh. I guess you've got the order, Andy.
You know, the way your mom pulls that shit—that's worse. Because you almost want to apologize for him, don't you?
Well, I don't. What's bad is I feel so bad for her because everywhere we went, she wore her mask. And I did not. Like, we were the couple going down the aisle. She had her mask on. I did not. And even when we were grocery shopping, she was like, "Why aren't you wearing your mask?" I'm like, "Well, nobody really else is, and nobody's enforcing it."
Was she United?
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't. When we were there, nobody was. Well, Mom, as soon as she saw nobody else wearing, not everybody was wearing them, hers was gone.
So we'd gone to Target. We got Halloween outfits for the kids. She wore a mask the whole time there. I did not. We went to United. She wore it there. I did not. And then we get to the last stop of the day, Cheesecake Factory. And walking in, she's like, "Oh, shit, I don't have it." And she thought I was fucking Judas. Like, I had betrayed her. She's like, "Well." Because she had texted me before we got there, the order. And I'm like, "Are you not going in?" She's like, "I don't know. I might." And she's like, "Well, I guess you have the order, don't you, Andy?" I'm like, "Yeah, I got it." She's like, "Oh, I need keys." And I'm like, "Okay."
That's your mom made over.
And she was like, "Thank you." And when she says it like that, you know she's ticked.
You know, the funny part about that is your mom, we wouldn't have got anything.
She
would have just left because she's done that shit before.
And then I thought about that. I'm like, fuck, should I just leave?
No.
Should I not get anything here and not spend my money?
Oh, then you go about Crosby, and she goes, "Well, I wish you'd have hit and ordered. That's what I would have done." You can't win in that situation. Was she mad all the way home?
She, a little bit. Like, it wasn't bad. But so here's what happened. She didn't get any cheesecake. She was gonna shop. So we got cheesecake for everybody. She was going to look at the window, see what sounded appealing. Well, last night, I ate all my cheesecake because I got a piece.
That was yours, too. And you did the right thing.
And she said, "You didn't save any for me. I didn't get anything." I'm like, "Well, why the fuck didn't you get anything? We were there."
But it's your fault.
Yeah. So.
But it's not your fault. I understand that.
She got booted out of the Cheesecake Factory. She didn't order anything because she got booted out of the Cheesecake Factory. And my wife does not cuss. And she called that lady a fucking bitch.
To her face?
No.
Oh.
When we got home, she was like, no, she didn't call her a bitch. She said, "That bitch made me leave," so I was just like, "Fuck it." That's why I didn't order any cheesecake.
Yeah, she's too hard-headed. Instead of just complying and going and doing it.
Well, she'd had to gone back to the truck and then back in, and I don't blame her.
That's just good answer. You stick to that.
I don't blame her. I mean, I would not have come back in. If they boot me, it's like getting kicked out of the club and then trying to get back in. I'm not doing it.
There is nothing worse than when your wife is rude to someone and you see that she's being rude, but you really don't want to say that because you don't want to be rude to you, so you just kind of go along with it.
It was a sticky situation.
Your mom did that to me at the Lubbock Mall one time at a Verizon little kiosk or some shit. And the lady, mom was on that lady's ass, and your mom was wrong. The lady was not being very good about what she was doing. Her customer service was not very good. But your mom let her know that about 12 times. And I was like, God dang, just leave her the fuck alone. Let her do her job, you know? Fuck, we're past this. And finally I said, Michelle, nip it. Just let it go. Just nip this shit right now. And I'm trying not to. And it was bad. One time we was at the emergency room. Zach had a heat stroke playing football. And the lady, was you there that day? And that lady got real smart with mom. And mom was back in that. Mom was on that lady's ass. And they let us go back to the room where Zach was in the waiting room, in the emergency room. And I come back out. I had to go to get a mom's purse to get an insurance card out or something. And I go through that. And the lady goes, Mr. Stanfield? She goes, I'll be here till 5 if your wife wants to come back and apologize to me. Ooh. A bitch, that ain't fucking happening. Matter of fact, I'm going to be calling your administrator on Monday morning and letting her know that you are a cunt. She was way off base. Oh, she was horrible. Mom's got, Zach's having freaking a heat stroke. And he's, I mean, kids pass away from this shit. He had a bad heat stroke. Yeah, we had a
kid not too far from him passed away this year.
And Zach was in bad shape and had come in an ambulance. And, I mean, it was bad. And mom was trying to give her some information. The lady's just a bitch about stuff. And mom told her, she goes, lady, she goes, have you ever had your kid in the emergency room when something's really wrong and you don't know what's wrong? Well, I'm trying to do my job. And boy, Michelle just... And but what she did, she goes, I'll be here till 5 if your wife would like, when your wife would like to come back here and apologize
that's
to me.
Out of
I said,
bounds.
That shit ain't fucking happening. Lady.
You told her that?
Oh, fuck yeah. I said, that shit ain't happening. And I said, I will be calling administrator Monday and let me know what a bitch you are. That's what I said. Security guard was sitting there next to him. I thought, motherfucker, you going to try to throw me out? I'm leaving anyways.
That's how Jesse acted at the Cheesecake Factory.
But I couldn't believe the lady said that to me.
Yeah.
But you know,
as a nurse, like, you have to.
She wasn't a nurse. She was a fucking. A lady that just took stuff on the computer. But she's in an emergency room. People are having the worst days of their life, some of them right there. Mom was scared. We didn't know how bad Zach was. She was, and she was emotional. But you've got to be able to see that when you're doing your job.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, as that, being in that profession, you have to see that, you know, people are irrational and you can't take things to heart, which obviously she did.
Oh, she did. And mom and her had been going back and forth for about 10 minutes. I mean, it was just one little snippety thing on both of them. And I was like, God, Lord, please let us just go to the back. Please, 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 please.
Shit.
And I'm good about that until once I think someone crosses the line.
Right.
And when I come out and that lady said that, she crossed the line. And old freaking Paul Blart and Mall Cop, he wasn't about to do shit anyway. It's just kind of like, but I did. I told her, I said, that shit ain't happening.
Yeah.
And she was a bitch, too. Big old fat lady. Ugh, never forget that.
All right. Well, we've got Alan West on next, so we got to get ready for that. We appreciate everybody listening. We're up on YouTube now, so go over to that. And I've got some winners that I will be announcing soon. I'm going to put it in the closed group first. So anyway, appreciate everybody.
God bless everyone. Have a great day.
Thank you to all of our sponsors, Gundog Outdoors, Big Honker, you can promo code there. Dirty Duck Coffee, Trump2020 is a promo code there. Pacific Calls, BHP25, save 25%. Foul Bandit, Stanfield Hunting Outfitters, Dive Bomb Industries, Boss Shot Shells, Lucky Duck, Looking Glass Duck Club, 14 Cattle Company, J2 Outdoors, and William and Chris Wines. Thank you, thank you.
What'd you forget now?
I just forgot to...
Let's do the 10-minute tip real quick.
Okay.